a free field day set for AUG. Starting from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Cisco Event Center in Cisco, Lunway will show farmers and landowners how edge of field practices cut nutrient loss while keeping cropland in production. Hosted by the Edge of Field Partnership, the event features live installation of 2 Wichita bioreactors in a saturated buffer, plus a tier of an automated drainage water management structure that lets growers regulate flow through subsurface tile. The Lunway Farm Bureau's Benepig says these emerging tools show real promise for conserving water and nitrates during heavy rain events while potentially boosting yields, and the partnership has already put in 8 Wichita bioreactors across Illinois as part of a 5-year monitoring study. This matters because the data goes straight back to participating farmers, offering a proven way to protect water quality without giving up productive acres, and registration is requested through the Illinois Farm Bureau site. Bloomington, L. Illinois farmers, landowners, and conservation partners are invited to learn how edge-of-field conservation practices can improve water quality while supporting productive farmland during an upcoming field day hosted by the Edge-of-Field Partnership. The free event will take place AUG, starting from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Cisco Event Center, 325N Main Street, Cisco, and will feature live demonstrations of conservation drainage practices, presentations from industry experts, and an opportunity to see working installations, including bioreactors, a saturated buffer, and an automated drainage water management structure. Participants will learn how these practices help reduce nutrient loss from farm fields while keeping valuable cropland in production. Edge-of-field practices provide farmers with another opportunity to improve water quality by reducing nutrient loss as water leaves the field, said Illinois Farm Bureau Environmental Program Manager Benepig. Emerging technologies like automated drainage water management structure show tremendous promise for conserving both water and nutrients during high-flow events while also demonstrating potential yield benefits. It's an exciting opportunity to advance both conservation and productivity. The Edge-of-Field Partnership is a collaboration among Illinois Farm Bureau, Illinois Land Improvement Contractors Association, USD and Natural Resources Conservation Service, the University of Illinois. Southern Illinois University. This year's event also includes participation from Ecosystem Services Exchange and the Agricultural Drainage Management Coalition. The partnership was created to increase the adoption of proven edge-of-field conservation practices while evaluating their effectiveness on working farms. Since its inception, 8 Wichita bioreactors have been installed across Illinois as part of a 5-year monitoring effort. Data collected from the sites is shared directly with participating farmers and through educational field days attended by farmers, contractors, conservation professionals, government agency staff, and landowners. This year, the partnership expanded to include automated drainage water management structures, which allow farmers to regulate water flow through subsurface drainage systems. Early research suggests the technology can reduce water and nitrate losses during periods of heavy rainfall while improving soil moisture management and, in some cases, crop yields. During the field day, attendees will observe the installation of 2 Wichita bioreactors and 1 saturated buffer, as well as tour an existing automated drainage water management structure. The event is free and open to the public, but registration is requested. To register, visit https://ilf.jotfrom.com/form/2026EagleF Field Day. Rock Island, L. Join University of Illinois Extension on Thursday, Feb. 24 from 9 a.m. to noon at the Holiday Inn, Rock Island, L for discussions with University of Illinois agriculture experts Professor Gary Schnitke and Sarah Sellers as they share the latest findings on agricultural precision conservation management and carbon market opportunities for Bloomington, L. As the ground thaws from winter and growers head back into the field, Illinois Farm Bureau IFB and its membership will continue to promote water quality and soil health through nutrient stewardship field days this spring. With environmental stewardship remaining top of mind for farmers heading into the 2022 planting season, Urbana, L. A lack of water, drainage, and soil conservation practices in agricultural operations can weigh heavily on farm profitability and sustainability over time if not managed. Management starts with understanding field conditions, options to fit specific location needs, and having resources to turn to when it is time to make a change. Professionals Bana, L. To help area agricultural producers learn about the latest research on water quality, conservation practices, and related topics, the Dudley Smith Initiative is hosting a research plot tour this June with University of Illinois Extension. The guided tour is a rare opportunity to see the technology and methods used in collecting research data.